And it's very important. I know Sandra and I were just talking this afternoon about summers, and she said, you know, the students, when they get out of school, they're going to find something that's going to be very, very different. All of your life, you've probably enjoyed summers because you didn't have to go to school and there's some other things. But you know, when you get out and you graduate and you take a job, it's a totally different world. You may get off 2 weeks, but if you, and you won't have the opportunity to invest your summers like you have now. Never again, probably, for the next 40 years of your life, once you get out of school, will you ever have the opportunity to invest your summers like you have the opportunity to do now. And so there's some things that you could do this summer. You spend time with the Lord, regardless of where you are. Get to know Him. It's a great time to really get your quiet time established. Now, I know many of you have a quiet time, but there are not very many people in this room that have it really established. And by that, I mean that every morning, every day of your life, you get aside, regardless of how many tests you have or anything else, you see that every day you get good time with the Lord. You know, some evening, you might want to come in from work or whatever you're doing and sit down and read the book of Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, and Colossians, and 1st and 2nd Corinthians at one sitting. If you've never done that, you've missed a tremendous blessing of just reading the Word, spending time with God. You'll never have a greater opportunity probably in your life than you will have in the summers to do that. Now, you know another great thing about the summers? It's a great time to develop habits. People tell us that it takes 45 days to establish a habit. Do you know that you could come back next year and be very, very different than you are right now because of habits that you established this summer? Like with your verses, memorizing verses, scripture memory, spending time in meditation, you can decide some of the things you want to do and begin to just do them. And don't look at this summer as just a time, wow, I can hardly wait till I can just kick back. Now, you ought to have some time to rest. You ought to have some fun. But don't look at the summer as a time. If you're looking at the summer that way, you're going to find when school starts next year, you will not have done what you needed to do. You will not have grown as you could have grown. And so, the summer is a great time for building new habits. It's a great time for establishing new attitudes. And so, use your summer. Learn this summer to really live by priorities. And that is, you decide what's most important in life and what you're going to give your number one priority to, and what you're going to do second and third. But you begin to decide how you will live your life. I would encourage you to read some great books this summer. You know, there are people that the only thing they read is what they have to read when they're in school. If that's all you read is what some professor makes you read, then you're going to wind up being a pretty ignorant person when it comes to the things of God for the rest of your life. The summers are a great time to read some great books. Read some biographies. You know, we have a bookstore downstairs. I've got a room in here full of biographies. If you want to borrow some of them to take home, you're most welcome. But I would encourage you, get to know some of the great men and women of God this summer. And you can do that if you'll read. Downstairs we have the largest, as far as I know, and I've heard this from a number of people, we have the largest lending library, tape library, probably in the world. I know one time years and years and years ago, I went down and just counted the messages on dating and that had to do with dating and marriage, and there were over 125 at that time. If you want to spend some time with some great men and women of God, you can go down there and check out those tapes. You know, you can also order those through the summer. And at times when you have to drive, and if you have a cassette player in your car, or you may be home where you don't hear a great deal, you want to get prepared in areas. Some of you, as you think about your ministry next fall, you think, I'd like to really be able to sit down and help a person in the area, like, for example, of their quiet time. Or I'd like to help them in the area of dating. Or I'd like to help them with their finances. Well, why don't you get prepared in some of those areas? Get some tapes. Take them home. Listen to them. Take notes. And learn from people that have walked the way before you and can be very helpful to you. And tapes can be a great way to do that. Many of you have taken notes. Many times we've had handouts in Vespers. You've been to Glorietta and places. It's a great time this summer to go back over those notes, to read through them, think through them, things that you can get into your life so that it's not just one day you heard Dave Geisler, but you have learned something and you've tried to get that into your life. Another thing this summer's great for is spending more time in prayer. I know now while you're in school, or many times you think, boy, I wish I had more time to pray. I wish I had more time to spend in the Word. Well, for some of you, you'll have more time this summer. And it can be a great time just to pray. We want to encourage every one of you that'll be on the ministry team next year, be sure and get your pictures made. Because we're making up a prayer book where you will have the pictures and addresses of everyone so you can be praying for them. And even if you're involved in the BSU, we want you to have your picture made so we can pray for you over the summer. It's a great time to pray. If you would take a few minutes every day this summer and pray for your friends, be praying for the dorm or wherever your ministry will be next fall. It'll make a tremendous difference if you'll pray. You know, some of you, and you know where you're going to be living in the dorms. It'd be a great thing, you know what floor you'll be on, is to walk down the hall sometime between now and school's out. Draw you a little map of the different room numbers. And this summer, you pray. You may not know the people that live in those rooms, but you pray for people that will live in this room and people that live in that room. And just really saturate the area where you're going to be ministering in prayer. You know, it'd be great, some of you. You may be in Tulsa or someplace. There are other people in the BSU that'll be in Tulsa. Some of you may be in Dallas and other places. And you may not have a great deal of encouragement back at the church or back at your home. But you could find a buddy that you could spend time with. Maybe you could meet. Say, hey, why don't we meet on Friday evening? We'll meet at a certain place. Have a bite to eat together. And then let's go over our verses. Let's pray together. You know, a number of years ago, we had a couple of students. They graduated. They were real buddies. They prayed together, shared together. They went on through law school. And when they graduated, they were moving to different cities. And they wanted to get to a place and then find some real accountability and help. But they knew where they were going. It would take some time for that to happen. So these guys decided every Saturday morning from 9 to 10, they would be on the phone with each other. They would do Bible study. They would pray. They would check each other on their verses, and they did that over the telephone. They spent an hour. They were in different cities, but they both had jobs. They could afford the phone bill. And they spent an hour on the phone together each week, until they could find some accountability and really begin to get some guys they could train where they live. Now, many of you this summer, you don't need to be alone. And wherever you are, you spend time with the Lord, but also it'd be great if you could keep in touch with some people of like heart. Now, some of you will be going on a mission this summer. Some of you are going overseas. And incidentally, we still have a trip on to Cuba. It's May 16 through 31. If any of you would like to go and could go, we need some people to go on that trip, to go over and work with university students. Some of you are going overseas. And those of us that are here, one of the things we need to do is faithfully pray for these people. This year we want to have in a prayer book a picture of all those that are going to Cambodia, those that are going to China, those that are going to Kenya. Have a picture of them together so that we can be faithful in praying for them. You know, I just read a letter earlier this week. It just really, I tell you, it just broke my heart from a couple in China. And this couple was here at the university. And now they're in China as missionaries. And she started out her letter in big letters, "There is no hope." And she began to tell about some of the situations they faced in China. Here was a girl that they had led to the Lord. She was in another city, moved away from the university after she graduated, went to another city. And she's hours away from them. There was only one Christian that she knew of in the city where she lived. She's married. Her husband has a job in which he has to entertain people. And one of the things his company makes him do is drink liquor and get drunk with them. He said, when you get drunk with these guys and you bring them in and y'all laugh and you're all buddies, that's really good for business, and so we want you to do that. And she said he comes home, and she said one of his buddies has already died because of a bad liver. And she said, what's happening just breaks my heart. And so she rode on a train about 4 hours to just come spend one night with them. She said, I have to have some fellowship. She told of other situations in China that would just break your heart. People that desperately need the Lord. And two girls in China, both of them are pregnant. They're married. And the doctor is recommending that they have an abortion. And in China, you're basically allowed to have one child. And the doctor thought, well, now something might be wrong with this one, so you go ahead and have an abortion. And she said, you know, here's what the doctors are telling them. And she said, I know that's not right. And she said, it just breaks my heart is what's happening to some of these people. I hope this summer, wherever you are, you'll pick some places overseas and really pray for them. That you'll pray for our missionaries. Many times they're really getting beat up in all kinds of ways, emotionally and physically. Many of them sick and other things because they're in situations in which Satan is attacking and they desperately need prayer. And I hope this summer will be a summer in which all of us learn how to pray. And if you have a chance to go on a mission trip this summer, I would encourage you to do it. Some of you are going to Phoenix. You're going to have a great opportunity to really grow this summer. And so if you have an opportunity to go on some kind of a mission trip, I'd encourage you to do it. If you have to be home, there are opportunities you'll have. Many churches go on week mission trips and different things. And I'd encourage you to some way be involved in missions. If you're going to be home too, be a peacemaker at home. I know some of you now that you've come away to school, God's done some things in your life. But you're going back to the situation you used to live in. You don't go back preaching. You go back living. Let your mom and dad see that there's a difference in your life. Be a servant. Find ways to serve your parents, to be grateful to them. Projects and things at home that you can do to really help. And let me tell you, there'll be times when you're abed at night that your mom and dad will say, you know, that kid really has changed. And if some of you would like to see your parents really walking with the Lord, well, pray, live the life before them, be a servant this summer. Minister to youth in your church or find some place where you can help. Be careful about going back to the way you lived perhaps before you came to school. It's easy to develop lazy habits when you're home because you're the little conquering hero that's come home from that big bad school where you have to stay up late at night and mom will be very, very gracious to you. Well, be careful about becoming lazy, developing bad habits. Watch out for some of the old relationships perhaps you had in high school and just going along with the gang as perhaps you once did. Maybe you need to go back to that gang and let them know how your life has changed. I remember after my freshman year in college, I went back to my hometown and I thought, you know, I need to let some of the guys I went to school with in high school know what God's done in my life. So one night, I'm coming home. I stop by this little Dairy Queen and I see a buddy that I went to high school with. And so I go over and begin to talk with him. I said, Eugene, I want to tell you something. I want to tell you what God's done in my life. I'm not here to tell you what a great guy I am. You know how I lived in high school because you and I did some things together. But I want you to know, since I've gone away to college, God has changed my life, and I want to share it with you. And God may have some of you going back to people you went to high school with and sharing with them what God's done in your life. So this summer, some of you will have jobs. Now, a lot of those jobs you'll have this summer is not necessarily what you want to do the rest of your life. And sometimes in the summer, the best job you can get is maybe not the kind of job, as I said, that you'll want the rest of your life. But there may be somebody that's working at that job, and that's the best job they've ever had. I can remember a student going home and getting a job at a service station. And you know, he could gripe about that. You know, this is hard work. But here's a man, a very poor man, doesn't have much education, has a wife and four kids. That's the best job he's ever had. And he's grateful for it. And here's this college kid that comes to work late, gripes, fusses, doesn't work hard. And what a pitiful testimony. Now, wherever you work this summer, whatever job you have, if you're supposed to be there at 8, you be there at least by 8. If you're supposed to work till 5, you work till 5. Work hard. Have a good testimony where you work so that people can see when you begin to share with them about Jesus, then they will listen because they see you have a good attitude and you work hard. Some of you will be in school this summer. Saying, oh no, it's just a continuation of what I've been doing. But it'll be somewhat different. Those of you that are here, I would really encourage you to get in on the Billy Graham Crusade. I just had the opportunity this afternoon to meet with a fellow who's training the counselors. And they've seen God do some tremendous things around the world, wherever Billy Graham has gone. It's a great time to be praying, be a part of the training program that Chris will be leading here. And I think it'll be a great time for you. You know, there are a lot of things you can do this summer. And some of the things are not bad. They're just not the best. And you know, Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians 6:12, all things are lawful for me. Are not lawful for me. He said, now, all things are lawful for me, but he said, I will not be brought under the dominion of anything. It's okay. It's lawful for me to do this. It's okay for you to go to a movie every night. There's no verse that says you can't. But will that edify you? Will that build you up? Will that help you to be the person God wants you to be? So watch the way you use your time. Pray for a new diligence this summer. You can build some great habits. Come back to school early. We're encouraging every one of you to come back a week before school starts. On Sunday night, which is the Sunday night before school starts, we'd like for all of you that could to be back here by 5 o'clock because we want to have some time to pray. We want to talk about our ministry. We want to help freshmen move into the dorms. We want to be ready to school. We want you to get into the dorms or wherever you're living and get settled such that we can immediately begin to minister to other people. Get in shape physically this summer. I know some of you think, man, I'd sure like to jog. But you know, I just don't have time. Well, this summer, try to get in good shape physically. Do get some rest. Do have some fun. Learn to enjoy God. Because the greatest fun you'll ever have is when you get to know the Lord. You'll go through some lonely times. You'll go through some hard times. You may go through some very dry times this summer. But don't ever quit seeking the Lord and trying to get to know Him. You know what shows your heart more than anything else? It's how you use your time. You know, there was a Andrew Murray, who was a tremendous pastor, missionary to South Africa. He said, if you want to know what's on a man's heart, look at how he uses his leisure time. You know, it's like the man who loves to golf. What does he do every day he gets a day off? He goes and plays golf. Now, watch what you do with your leisure time. Certainly, it's fine to enjoy yourself and to enjoy the summer. But develop a heart for God. No one can make you grow. Those of you that are in Phoenix and in training programs this summer, you may have some tremendous opportunities, but no one can make you grow. No one can make you have a heart for God. But that's something you can pray about and ask God to help you to develop. Now finish well this semester. You know, you don't have long to go. There are going to be some people that you know this year and they won't be back next year. You need to be witnessing. You need to be taking opportunities. There may be some people that you know, you could go to them and say, you know, I've known you this year. You've lived on our floor. I've not gotten to know you real well, but there's something that's very important to me I've never shared with you, and I'd like to tell you about it. And just share the Lord with them. There'll be some people that you'll have an opportunity to witness to between now and school's out. Some of you have been building relationships all year. But now, you need to move beyond just a relationship and see if you can help share the Lord with them. So I would encourage you to do that. Some of you too, this summer, you need to save some money. And I would encourage you to be careful with your finances. Learn to use your finances well. Many of you, your parents are helping you go to school. They would dearly love for you to get a job. But let me tell you what will happen. I see it year after year. Some of you will go home, and you'll be home, and in 1st of July, you still won't have a job. Because you get up one day, and after maybe mom or dad goes to work, and you think, well, I guess I ought to make a call today. And you'll mess around, and then maybe you'll make a call or two. Or maybe you'll go try to get a job. You'll make one call today. Let me just suggest something to you. You've got a job the first day you're home, okay? The first Monday, after school's out, 8 o'clock, every one of you got a job. Go look for a job 8 hours a day until you find one. And so there won't be any of you that won't have a job. There won't be any of you that won't have a job the first day, the first Monday you're home. If you don't have a job, get up and look. And look for a job 8 hours a day until you get one. If you do that, I dare say there's probably not a person under the sound of my voice that wouldn't have a job. You know, a number of years ago, I was talking to a high schooler who was in another state. And I said to him, you're planning to come to the University of Oklahoma, right? Yes. Do you have any money saved? And he said, no. I said, you don't have any money to go to school on? No. And I knew his parents didn't have any. And I said, well, why don't you get a job? He said, well, it kind of cramps your style with your friends. You know, in other words, I know our son one summer mowed lawns. And somebody would say, hey, could you go to the movie with us tonight? And sometime he'd say, I don't know where I can or not. Because it rained the other day, and I don't know what time I'll get through. And he said, you know, there are just not any jobs. I said, oh, there are not any jobs. I mean, in the city where you live, there are no jobs. Is that what you're telling me? He said, yeah, there's... I said, let me ask you a question. What would happen if your parents, and they had been missionaries at one time, and they got a call from the country where they lived and said, hey, we desperately need you because you can speak the language, and great things are happening here. We need you to come over. And so you go home from the little trip we were on. And your parents are gone and there's no food in the house and they didn't leave you any money. And they're going to be gone for 2 months. Now, when they come back, are they going to find you all shriveled up, laying in the floor, you died? That you starved to death? And let's suppose nobody's going to give you one penny. I said, if you found yourself in that condition, what would you do? He said, I'd go to work. I'd get a job. I said, I thought you said there weren't any jobs. You see, they're jobs if you want them. We're not that hard up for jobs. Some of you need to learn to give also. I know some of you made a pledge while we were at Glorietta. By the way, we purchased the laptop. We got it to Dave, and he is so excited. David Geisler. And I think wherever he goes, wherever he ministers, those of you that gave, you and that will be giving, you will have a part in that. And so some of you need to give this summer. You need to save some money. And let me just end with this. Do some thinking about your summer before you ever leave school. You know that first day you get home, you're going to get up and have a quiet time. You make that decision, and it may be while you're driving home, you begin to think about some things you want to do. And you make some decisions so you don't just find your summer gone. It'll be amazing. You will be amazed. We will all be amazed at how fast the summer gets by. Also, think about it before you leave. If you need to get some verse cards, there's some down in a bookstore. Don't go home and think, oh, I don't have any verse cards or whatever. Think through some things, some books and things you want to read. Plan that out such that you can make this summer a very profitable time. You know, one of the things as I look back that I am so grateful to God for are the summers when I was in the university. I think it's some of the greatest times of my life because I decided I wanted my summers to count. You can invest your summer this summer, and I want to encourage you to do that. Okay? Let's pray together. Now, here's what I'd like you to do. You may be by one or two people or two or three of you, but why don't you just turn and let's take about 5 minutes. Let's pray for each other. Let's pray for our summers. Let's pray for the people. I know that today Bob Anderson and John Brooks are in Afghanistan. Before they had students to go over to Afghanistan, they wanted to go over and find out what it's like. And they're in Afghanistan. They left Monday to go spend a week in Afghanistan to check that out. And we know right now we don't know. We've got some students planning to go to China, and some of you know about SARS, about the virus that's going around. We don't know if they'll be able to go. A number of places. We do not know what will happen. So let's spend a few minutes and just pray for our summers, okay? And in about 5 minutes or so, I'll lead us in prayer. So just get with a person or two and just pray for our summers. Father, we want to thank you for the time we've had to pray tonight. And Lord, we want to pray for John and Jen tonight as they're out at New Mexico State. We pray you'd really use them and help them to help those students as they seek to have a ministry in the dorms. Father, we want to pray this weekend for the Bill Glass involvement and the students that will be involved and the many people that will be going into the prisons in Oklahoma. And Father, there are many, many people there that have never had the privileges we've had. Many of them have been from very abusive situations. And this weekend, they'll have an opportunity to hear about Jesus. We pray, Lord, that you would really work, that many of those people might be drawn to you, that you would change their lives, and even though they're in prison, perhaps for the first time in their life, they will be free men. They will be free in spirit. And so, Lord, really bless them. And we pray, too, for the Billy Graham Crusade coming to Oklahoma City, for the 7,000 people or so that have gone through counselor training. And we pray that you'd do a great work. And, Lord, we know that just the students here that are be going overseas, it looks like we're going to need almost $100,000 just for the ones that are planning to go. And we pray that you would provide for every student. And Lord, that they would go this summer. And that together, as we pray for them, we might all have a ministry around the world. Now, Father, you know our natures. You know that we like just to take it easy. But I pray this summer that we'll realize who we are in Christ, that every day we live, we'll trust Him, we'll look to Him, and we'll allow His Spirit to mold us, to make us like Jesus. And Father, we know there's a price to pay. We know that no one learns to pray without there being some discipline involved. And no one memorizes verses over a long period of time without it being some work. And Father, I remember the words that E.M. Bounds said and how he challenged us. And he said that a desire for God that will not break the chains of sleep is a weak thing indeed and will accomplish little for God after he's fully indulged himself. And Father, I pray for these that are going to work and will be working this summer, that each morning they'd rise to meet with you, to spend some time in your word and pray and commit that day to you. And so, Lord, we thank you that you're giving us a summer, and we pray that we'll use it as you want us to, that we'll come back next fall, and Father, that you will do a great work on our campus, because we prayed in Jesus' name. Amen.